Folks, hello, welcome back to your Christmas Eve morn edition of your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Low, Just Like Christmas. Love that song.
Yeah.
Before that, we heard Sky Diggers, Good King Wenceslas. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't
know. Isn't it just Wenceslas?
Wenceslas. Good King Wenceslas. You can't just say Wenceslas.
Oh, I thought it was Good King Wenceslas. Okay, whatever.
Nope, wrong again.
I don't know.
And then at the top, we heard a brand spanker from Bleachers. That's Merry Christmas, Please Don't Call.
It's definitely Wenceslas.
It's Wenceslas.
Look how you spell it.
Wenceslas. What's that? L-A-S at the end, dude.
Wenceslas.
Wenceslas.
No, it's not. You're adding another
Good
whole
King
thing.
Wenceslas.
No, you're Good King. You're continuing to sing other lyrics, thinking that it's part of his name.
It's always been Wenceslas,
no,
hasn't
it? No, it's not.
Oh my god.
It's literally not. It's just Good King Wenceslas. I swear.
What's the next thing that in the song though?
I'm looking.
I thought
up
it was
Wenceslas. No.
Oh my god.
Lyrics. Okay. One second.
I can't believe this is happening.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on. Ha ha ha!
Okay.
And well, you're treating me like I'm so silly.
I've been sending money to King Wenceslas for years.
He said that he just needed a little bit of money in order to unlock the bank account.
That's right. He was opening Russia's oldest vault.
Yeah.
And he just he needed a little bit of help buying a drill.
LOL. Oh my god.
Well, I gotta make some calls.
I know. You seem silly now. Okay. So we heard those songs. Did we say them all?
Yes, we said all of the songs
okay.
that we heard.
We're gonna talk about the books we read this year.
Yes.
So embarrassing fact from me.
What was your goal for this
my
year?
My goal for this year was 25 books.
Yeah.
I read 7. Not great. I am a librarian, so extra not great.
My goal was 25, and I read 14, which is better.
That's better, yeah.
But a lot of those were audiobooks, so you can argue that that doesn't count.
My next year goal is going to be 12, and I'm going to try and really hit it next year.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to... the worst book I read this year...
Yeah, what was the worst book you read?
It's a tie. There was 2 books I strongly did not like. Happy Place by Emily Henry. Sorry to all the Emily Henry lovers out there. Spoilers, I guess, for Happy Place. But I don't like how at the end she's just like, I actually don't want to be a doctor. When they didn't set that up at all, and the whole book she implied that she did want to be a doctor and that she found school slightly stressful. And then at the end she decides to not be a doctor and become a potter. And pottery was just introduced as like a fun hobby she had. And anyway... That just annoyed me. I just feel like the character development was not amazing.
Yeah.
The other one was Hang the Moon by Jeanette Walls.
Is that your favorite of the year?
No.
Oh.
That was my other least favorite.
Oh, pardon me.
It was like a reskinning of King Henry VIII, but set in freaking Virginia during Prohibition.
Okay.
And I just thought it was really
Who's
clumsy.
King Henry?
This guy, like the guy that runs the town, and then his daughter is like he's King
like
Henry,
like,
and she's
town?
Like Queen Elizabeth I.
Okay.
And then so
he like owns the mine or something?
No, he like is in charge of everything, and he does a lot of like rum running, and then she becomes like a rum runner. But anyway, I just felt that the King Henry thing was really like forced in there, to the point where at one point there's like a whole chapter where they just like basically read the plot of King Henry VIII's life, but they say like, oh, it's actually like, it was your mother did this. I don't know. It was just kind of messy, and I didn't like any of the characters, and I didn't think the plot was very good. So that's my stinkers. Maybe you'll read them and love them. I know a lot of people that really like Jeanette Walls, and I know a lot of people that really like Emily Henry, so sorry to be a hater. But my favorite book I read this year was A Complicated Kindness by Miriam Toews, the same woman that wrote Women Talking.
Mm.
She writes about Mennonite people, Canadian author. It was so good. It was...
Was this one also Mennonite?
Yes.
Okay.
It was so amazing, because the author grew up in a Mennonite community.
I did not know this.
And I just, like... Oh my gosh, the character was so great. The story was like really beautiful and touching, and the settings were amazing.
Did it come out this year? Or?
No, it's an older book, but super good. 10 out of 10. And then all the other books I read were also good. I just wanted to complain about the 2 I didn't like, but the other 5, wow, whoop-dee-dee me, were nice.
Well,
okay, what about you?
I read a lot of history books this year. I would say the worst was The Heartbeat of Wounded Knee by David Truer, which it was purportedly like a history of like indigenous people in the United States of America, it covers the whole thing, but it mostly focuses on like the post-war period.
Okay.
And is very hypercritical of like the Indian liberation movement and their various political actions and the violence that they did, which I did not agree with.
Mm.
Number one was a book that champions and celebrates the violence of people of color, The Black Jacobins by C.L.R. James. One of the greatest histories I've ever read. Toussaint Louverture,
and the
greatest person to ever live. Like, at least the most impressive person, possibly. Really, really incredible, incredible stuff. And, like, it sounds like a scary history textbook, but it reads like a novel. It's so good.
Wow. And C.L.R. James, I love his work on 50 Shades of Grey. Also.
Yeah. He's got a diverse portfolio, for sure.
LOL.
But yeah, so those are your books. Folks, what books did you read?
Yeah, or follow us on Goodreads.
Follow us on Goodreads. I've got very verbose reviews.
I don't even know
there.
How to share my... I don't know what my profile's called. My name is Megan. Good luck.
I'm Dean Hayden. You can find me. If you find a guy that has Mount Goats art as his profile, you know you found the right place.
There you go.
What do we got next? Oh, Julia Jacklin's coming up next. It's Baby Jesus is Nobody's Baby Now.
There we go.
Here we go.
She lost the baby. Baby, the house nearly burnt down. Baby, Jesus is nobody's baby now. Watched him pick the bag of smokes out of the bin. This time of year's always been so hard on him. Last Christmas at my auntie's house, I tried so hard to make my uncle shut his mouth. Grandma cried, can't this wait? Drink a cup of juice, try to celebrate. The family asked me to sing them all a song. Get up in the lounge room while they keep the TV on. Pick a fun one, everybody claps. Plates of cold cuts tremble in their laps. Watch me go to bed alone this year. There was someone I wanted, but they're no longer here. Grow up, girl. It's good for your health to go to bed sometimes, simply holding yourself. Lost the baby, the house might still burn down. Baby Jesus is nobody's baby now. Wanna be there to pick her up off the floor, but I've never had to reach this far down before. This Christmas at my auntie's house, I'm gonna try so hard to open up my mouth. Say it loud and hope it's true. Next year will be much easier on you.
You went looking for shelter in all the wrong spaces. You grew gluttonous and famous with faces, nameless and blank. Superstitiously you named them Saint Christopher and Johanna, and Saint Christopher and Johanna, and Saint Christopher and Johanna. Overcome with the holiday spirit, Mark says the herald angels won't hear it. And remember the wolves that you run with our wolves. Don't forget, they exist to give you something to regret. I'll beat them to it with something sadder than that brass portrait that shines through your morning dim. Something sadder than brass portrait that shines through your morning dim. I'll give you something to be sad about. Hey, the picture really captures your mouth. Poised to say, it's your turn to go down now. 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 In the spirit of giving in, mm-hmm.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard It Came Upon a Midnight Clear by the Great Lake Swimmers. Before that, we heard The New Pornographers, The Spirit of Giving. And right at the top, we heard Julia Jacqueline, Baby Jesus is Nobody's Baby Now.
So, if you're looking for some fun stuff to do over the Christmas break, there are things going on in Kingston for you to do. At the Calvin Park branch of the library, there's going to be a holiday create-a-thon from 1 to 3 p.m. And then on the 28th, there's going to be family story time like normal. Happy Noon Year, which is going to be like a countdown at noon, I guess, which is so cute. And then also there is a holiday fun event thing at the Great Lakes Museum December 27th to 29th from 9:30 to 4:30. You can make boat decorations, play marine themed games, etc.
Right on.
Which will be very fun. And then in terms of looking for things to do on New Year's, there's actually so much happening at the Invista Center at 5 p.m. There's going to be something called K-Town Countdown. It says more details coming soon, but there's also going to be a New Year's Eve party at the Italo Canadian Club with like a full gala dinner thing. There's a party at Aquaterra, which you can get tickets for. The Spire is hosting a Roaring Twenties themed New Year's Eve.
That's fun.
Which will be really fun. So yeah, definitely check out the Kingston events calendar, the library events calendar. There is stuff happening over the break. If you're really bored, want to take your kids somewhere, it'll be fun.
Cool, right on.
Yeah.
And of course, also have to shout out cfrc.ca/donate if you can, if you got some spare change kicking around this holiday season. Really helps out. We're hoping to finance our new antenna that we've had our hand forced into purchasing, and hoping to bring you new shows, new programs, new events, all for 2025. So get some merch, get some raffle tickets, check out cfrc.ca/donate. Every little bit is so meaningful. What do we have next? Oh, we've got Busty in the Bass, how about, with their track Holiday Drive. Here we go.
Follow the road up the hill, that's where you'll find me. Hiding away, getting high like the tide, only to rush out to sea. Only the lost and the free, that's where you'll find me. All of this change has taken me for a ride, caught like a rock in a stream. But nobody screams in the quiet. All of the love I can give feels like I'm sinking. Right on the brink, thinking how should I live? Only the calm on the trees, hearing them breathe and laugh. Only the last of the slipping away.
Okay, I'm going to you guys. How about you fellas play something that nobody knows?
Oh, when you find for some sad reason you're alone this Christmas season, and the joys of home grow dimmer, just like a memory's distant glimmer. When you're loving, you are parted, and all Christmas cheer departed. It's sad, I say.
And you guys can cook too. Wow, you're gonna be a real catch.
I don't want a life for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. Fireplace, Santa Claus will make me happy. left marching for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Baby, all I want for Christmas.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Christmas Eve Morn special edition Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard All I Want for Christmas Is You, covered by the Darcys, of course. Before that, we heard Alone on Christmas Day with Phoenix and Bill Murray. I guess Sofia Coppola must have introduced them. And right at the top, we heard Busty and the Bass with their song Holiday Drive. Now, folks, it is time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about a Mountain Goat song for as long as the Mountain Goat song runs, if not longer. This is the last one of the year. Next week, we won't be doing an Isopanisad Radio Minute because they did not release any new music, and we're doing our countdown of all the best music of 2024. So, alas. But what can you do? We're making the most of it this time around with Stable Boy Song. This was a Christmas track that JD put out in 2002. It was on this like CD-ROM compilation released out of the Netherlands. It's like this compilation of a lot of indie bands that I had not heard of. But like we've got Fern Knight, The Bruces, Rivulets, John Gilt, etc. Seems cool. I want to listen to all of these. I have not. It seems like an interesting little record to put on. Well, you can buy it on discogs.com for $300 if you're interested. But no, we're here to talk about Stable Boy Song, which is a genius song in my opinion. Little Drummer Boy is like a nice sentiment, you know, of this like little kid who's getting ready for, you know, the Lord or whatever to come. But we've got all these pa-rum-pa-pum-pums that are so annoying, and the song is terrible. So, like, genius that he is, John Darnielle is like, okay, well, I'm going to do basically the same thing. Stable Boy Song is about the boy who is in charge of taking care of the manger. And he knows that, as he says, light will fill this humble place. So he tries his best to make things nice for the little baby. It's very sweet. It's in, like, you know, charming to no end. And I find it especially poignant in this time where, you know, those most concerned about the coming of Christ think that the best way to greet him is by, I don't know, endless war in the Levant, I guess. Just like really sort of heinous policies driven by, you know, these faith. But this is a sort of a counter thesis to that idea of, if you're waiting for the Lord to come, your job is to keep everything nice and clean and tidy in your waiting for him. That, I think, is a much healthier message and a much truer one. You know, the godliest work one can do is custodianship, I suppose. But yeah, this is Stable Boy Song by the Mountain Goats.
Light will fill this humble place. When you come, the stars will shine brighter than spun gold. When you come, the world will seem shiny and new. someday someone like you would come to set things right. Till you come, I'll keep this place ready for you. I saw them riding up the road, and I swept and scrubbed the stable twice, filled it with golden yellow straw, sweet and clean. I did my best to make things nice. When you come, the stars will shine brighter than spun gold. When you come, the world will seem shiny and new. My mom told me that someday someone like you would come to set things right. Until you come, I'll keep this place ready for you.
I'll never understand.
December. Everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Got laid off at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. Wanted Christmas to be right for my girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year, and my little girl don't understand why we can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Hello, folks, and thank you for hanging out with us this Christmas Eve morn here on Indie Wake Up, CFRC 101.9 FM. We had a great time, as always. We just heard If We Make It Through December by Phoebe Bridgers, covered by Phoebe Bridgers, of course. Before that, we heard Stars, Christmas Anyway, and right at the top, we heard Stable Boy Song by The Mountain Goats.
Yes, I want to wish everyone Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Yep.
Lots of stuff going on. Very exciting. I hope everyone sleeps and eats a lot. And that, you know, you have a nice relaxing time.
Yeah, I hope your family is tolerable.
Yeah, that too. And we will see you next week.
Yeah, we'll be here
talk
next
about
week.
All the music of 2024.
Yeah, the top 50 to 25 songs of this year.
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for hanging out, and we'll leave you with Sufjan Stevens, Come On, Let's Boogie the Elf Dance, and then if we got some time, Julia Casablancas, Christmas Treat after that. Here we go.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Jump off the ladder, pack up your clothes. Nothing's the matter, mistletoe hangs. Up in the bedroom, your sister's bangs. She cut them herself. Santa is here, sleigh bells are ringing. 21 elves, they are all singing. Kmart is closed, so is the bakery. Everyone's home, watching TV.
Santa Claus is coming, hear the band. Santa Claus is coming, hear the banjos strumming. Santa Claus is coming.
Sleigh is making its way to the USA.